see. Testing, testing. Okay, let's see. I already asked you about mush, didn't I? Mm-hmm. And you said you didn't have it.
No, I don't know about mush.
Okay.
What do you call the all of the tomatoes and the squash and the beans and things that you grow out in your garden?
Oh, it's vegetables.
And the place where you grow your vegetables is called your
garden.
And did you all ever put corn in? I'm not sure exactly how this is done, but I think you put it in lye.
Oh yes, my mama used to do that. But don't ask me how it was done, but she lied corn.
Uh-huh.
Now I don't know how she fixed it. And I never did like it too much, but she put it and fixed it some way where all the husk come off and just left the big kernel. And she put that on and cook it with a little butter in it. And I don't know. I reckon it was good. I don't remember. But I do remember the lied corn. That's what it was called.
Well, now, is that different from hominy?
No, big hominy. That's what a lot of people call it.
Uh-huh.
It's hominy. Okay. Big hominy. It's in the whole grain.
Uh-huh. What about a white grain that you said you used to get this in big sacks?
Rice?
Yeah. Did you, when you all fixed rice, did you just boil it?
Mm-hmm. Boil it, and sometimes we'd put rice and chicken and things like that.
Okay. What do people call whiskey that doesn't have a government stamp on it? Homemade whiskey.
Oh, now it's right on the end of my tongue. I ought to know it. Moonshine.
Okay, fine.
Well, and some of them call it white lightning.
Okay. Did people used to make whiskey around here?
Oh, yes, and some still does. You see in the paper every once in a while where they store up a whiskey still.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a lot of it right here in Tappan, they still make moonshine.
My gosh. I guess they have to go way back in the woods to do that.
Yeah, they get back and hide because if they catch them, it's too bad.
Well, do you know anything about how they do it?
Well, I don't. But here I'm talking about pouring out the mash. They sour it and meal it something. I don't know what.
Uh-huh.
And then when it gets sour, they put it in some kind of a pot and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And catch the steam, I think, that runs off of it or something. I'd be interested to watch some of that going on, wouldn't it?
It would. It really would. I don't guess they'd much want people.
No.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, now, what about beer? Did people ever make homemade beer?
Well, you know, when we used to grind cane, they'd take the skimmings off. And when you put the syrup to cooking, there's a skimming that rises. And they'd skim that off and pour it in a barrel. And it kind of soured, and you draw it off. But they used to call it Thiglum. It was not called beer.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call it Thiglum.
Good sake. Well, did it develop alcohol in it? I mean, did it turn into
alcohol? I don't think so. If you drank it before it got real sour, I reckon if you kept it long enough, it might.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about that.
That's interesting. I never heard of that either. Now, let's see. Tell me a little bit about molasses. How thick it is and what it looks like.
Well, it's real dark. Molasses is what runs off your sugar.
That's right. You told me about that before.
When you're making sugar.